Let us pray.
Loving God, we thank you for your words. Words that shower blessings upon us. Words that share truth. May we believe and trust what we have heard as the truth and live our lives accordingly. In your Son's name we pray. Amen. Normally on this Sunday I would preach on Epiphany because January 6th very rarely falls on Sunday. But there's also readings all 3 years of the lectionary for the second Sunday after Christmas. And I thought every now and then it's probably good that I share those readings with you as well. A number of years ago, I think it was back in the late 80s, you might remember a barge sank in the Hudson River in New York Harbor. It became embedded in the mud at the bottom of the river. And they tried all kinds of sophisticated equipment to raise that barge off of the river bottom, but it was stuck to the mud. No man-made device had the power to free it from the ooze. And then a tugboat captain had an idea. So they brought in a bunch of boats. I would imagine they were tugboats. Brought in a bunch of them, and at low tide, the captain had divers go down and attach cables to the sides of the barge. And then at low tide, the cables were attached to all of these boats that were out there. And all this slack was taken up so the cables were tight. And then, as the tide rose in the harbor, the boats buoyed by that tide raised the barge off the ooze. It was pulled free from the mire and slowly raised to the surface. And I love that description because, you know, so often we get mired down in the ooze of our human frailties and our human foibles. When it really gets bad, we call it depression. But there's that sense that we're just stuck. We can't change. We can't be better. And because of that, we lose the ability to convey the truth and the works of God. Because we just don't see them. We don't feel them. And I want to spend some time remembering that we are today blessed by God. That God blesses us with strength and the resources to be God's people. Both Paul and the author of John note that God blesses all people. Ephesians, we heard, God who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places, just as he chose us in Christ before the foundation of the world to be holy and blameless before him in love. The author of John writes, from his fullness we have received grace upon grace. We are benefactors of God's amazing grace. I've always loved Frederick Buechner's description of grace or blessing. He says, here is your life. You might never have been, but you are because the party wouldn't have been complete without you. We have God's grace, God's blessings, because of God's love and promise from the very beginning that we should be God's children. Because of the promises made, as John points out, at the very beginning, before the show got on the road, as it were, we have been, are, and always will be blessed by God. That is, if we have the eyes to see it. You know, that's the interesting thing about blessings. You have to see them and recognize them before you feel them. In Ephesians, Paul prays for the enlightenment of the eyes of the heart to see the hope that God calls us, not to mention the riches of our inheritance. And what Paul is praying for here is strength and recognition of the resources that we have available to us. In John, we get a sense of the courage that the blessing of God gives to us. John chapter 1, we hear several different groups of people. Those who do not who have a different view of Jesus, that and the others do not recognize Jesus as the Messiah. And in verse 15, John speaks of the testimony of John the Baptist. I should say the author of John speaks of the testimony of John the Baptist. In verse 17, the law of Moses was referred to, pointing out that there are still many who believe that the law of Moses was the only way to the truth. The author of John courageously spoke out and explained that not really. Jesus was the fulfillment and the ultimate truth. There's one writer who said that the Christian faith is not unanimous, does not call for silence, born of intimidation. And I think that's how we often feel. But courage born of quiet confidence of one's own belief. Courage does not mean prejudice or hostility towards those who don't believe, which is what we hear a lot of today. After all, verse 16 is about also two of the disciples of Jesus and the early Christian. And from his fullness, we have all received grace upon grace. So they needed it too, just as we need it. The blessings and promises of God give the eyes of our heart the vision to see, to affirm the work and presence of God at work in not only our lives, but in the world today. When we have spiritual eyes, we can see God working in our lives and we can see God working in the world around us. And with that vision, we can overcome anything. I've shared with you a number of times that old axiom, when one door closes, another window opens. Well, when one door closes, those with spiritual eyes see the blessings of God and they know that somewhere, maybe not evident right now, that somewhere there is a window opening. Even though there is a window letting in a draft, the draft of a vision or an idea, it is the courage that says God has not given up on us, that we can see and feel that window. The eyes of the heart give us courage to have a vision of faith, to look for the open window. And at the same time, when the eyes of our heart are open, we can see that God gave us many resources to use in our life to live our calling as God's disciples. The tugboat captain not only saw winches and cranes and all the other technological miracles, but he saw also the natural miracle of the tides. When we truly believe that God has blessed us, then we know that God has not given up and will give us whatever we need to handle whatever situation we experience. It might take some creative thinking on our part, but that's the joy of being a Christian. Do you have spiritual eyes? Do you know or feel the blessings that God has given you? You know, we say we believe in the priesthood of all believers. And because of that, we all play a role in sharing the faith with others. We need to have spiritual eyes that we might have the courage and the recognition of the resources available to us to get the job done. The job is nothing less than helping God to reconcile the world to God's self in our own small ways in our lives. Can you see with your spiritual eyes? I hope so. Because, you know, life is not only a lot more interesting that way, but it's a lot less stressful too.